It's time for the Minnesota Beef Update with the Executive Director of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, Allison Vanderwall. A main legislative priority for the association deals with proposed feedlot permit requirements. A Senate bill to address those concerns has been introduced.
So this bill really looks at that limitation that this permit outlined of applying solid manure in February and March. Also, that cover crop that they're saying needs to be established for September, and those best management requirement practices that they're saying we need for October manure hauling. It really only affects those NPDES permit holders, so those that in the cattle world, in the beef world, really have 1,000 animal units. It also affects hogs, poultry, and dairy as well. But it affects those NPDES permit holders, and we're also worried that it could affect county feedlot officers could maybe take some of these and apply them to some of our smaller operations.
The Minnesota Beef Update, brought to you by the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association.